The inward look. Who am I? It's a question most people above a certain age never asked and never felt the need to answer. More recently, however, it's the concern that seems to be gripping an entire generation. It even comes in its own word, identity. This once slightly obscure word is now the staple of everything from elementary school curriculum to political creeds across the Western world, prompting young minds to preoccupy themselves with this pressing new question. Who am I? The question invites us to do something. Indeed, by the time the words have left one's mouth, we are almost instinctively doing it. Namely, we are looking at ourselves. I asked a group of Australian primary school children what identity meant, and the surprisingly articulate answers came thick and fast. Your sense of who you are. Your understanding of yourself. Your personal story. Self-perception. How you feel. Your passions. Self-definition, life experiences. Any formal discussion of the word will make liberal use of the prefix self. Actually, I didn't realize you could use it as a prefix quite so much until I started my research. Self-ideation, self-love, self-discovery, self-definition, self-perception, self-determination, self-narrative, self-image, self-concept, self-esteem. All of these I have encountered in contemporary works on identity. This word has brought with it the age of the inward turn, the looking at the self.